Welcome to Political Bomb Show. Not really. It's Random Thoughts with Rayshon Blyden. I've been busy, yeah. If you've still been subscribed to this channel, you can see what I've been doing, which is my shorts. Gaining many subscribers, so I'm guessing some 600 subscribers are tuned in for my shorts because that is what brought them in. Don't forget to visit politicalbombshow.com. So let's run through some things here. And let's see what's going on in the world. Let's see if anything new is brewing. The last time I've been around, there's been Hamas stuff and Israel stuff. Let's see if that is still relevant today. If I could just find my news feed here, that would be great. That would be great. Where is it? Video. There we go. Okay. Let's see what's going on in the world here. No, I don't want any ads. Let's get rid of that. Let's see. Top stories. Male playing on girls volleyball team taunts female opponent with lewd remarks, report says. Do we want to read about this? Let's just read about it. I mean, I don't really want to read about it. It's quite... Yeah, let's just read it. Let's find it here. Okay, so... Attacks on girls' sports reached a new low as the male captain of a ladies' volleyball team said to have referenced his genitals, in lewd taunt of opposing team. In a woke world of fluidity, preferred pronouns, and complicit, if not outright indoctrinate systems, Canosio of the Landmark School in Pride's Crossing, Massachusetts, of course, it must be the state where I live, self-identified, was not readily apparent. What was apparent of the Vikings girls' volleyball team's male captain was a controversial call out to his penis to an opposing player, according to an advocate group. Friday, the Independent Council on Women's Sports, that's ICONS, took to social media to report that after a recent match, the teen stirred further controversy when he asked a girl from the losing team, "Did my penis distract you?" Unbelievable. MA teen boy Derek, I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name again, inappropriate comment to opposing female player post girls volleyball game sparked controversy. Heated girls match, opposing team fans booed the male team captain, wrote ICONS, with images captured from Instagram. Adding a video to the thread, the group advocating for fairness in sports for women and girls noted, it remains unclear if the tall male player, who still refers to himself as he, simply prefers playing against girls to capitalize on the seventh lower girls' net height, or if he self-identified as non-binary. There's pictures, but you know what? I'm not gonna show it. I'll not show it. Unbelievable. Sickening. And they have some video of the of some of the game. I don't know if they have it at that specific part that he talked about that, but despite the horrific injuries incurred in other instances where so-called transgender athletes were allowed to participate in girls' sports, like Peyton McNabb. By the way, leave a like, share, and subscribe, because YouTube automatically won't generate any revenue for me pointing out the obvious. Which is why I have turned to my shorts, although they did do that with two of my shorts, but two out of 50 is not bad. Nonetheless, I will continue here. Who was left with a concussion and partial paralysis after a volleyball was spiked at 70 miles an hour, striking her in the face in September 2022, or the more recent significant facial and dental injuries, wow, for a girls' field hockey player struck in the face during a state tournament matchup, leftist strongholds have failed to act to change existing policy. Of course they won't. They won't change it. Okay, I'm not going to read any more of this story. It's just sickening. It's sickening to read. I don't want to read any more of that. Let's see what else is in the news. Let's see. DeSantis mocks Trump for arguing about crowd size at expense of promises. He got distracted. I don't care. For my money, the second in command should be Vivek Ramaswamy. I like him, if not the first. I like him a lot. Let's see what else we got. James Woods praises Wyoming Republican over barbecue of DHS chief. I don't care. Well, I should read it because I've been here in a while, so I can't really skim over stuff here. Let's just read through it real quick, some of it anyway. Legendary conservative actor James Woods had high praises for Republican Harriet Hageman, who, despite her short time spent as a member of Congress, is becoming something of a legend herself. Woods was very impressed with Hageman's grilling of embattled Homeland Security Secretary, I'm not even trying to pronounce his name, Alejandro Mayorkas, who has been whacked around like a piñata by lawmakers, and in a resurfaced video of July exchange between the conservative congresswoman and the slimy bureaucrat, she scored a direct hit. The video is here, but let me pop my headphone on. I don't know if my OBS is still set up properly, if I could hear it. Let's see here. What's going on? Guys, her lips are moving, but I don't hear any sound. Okay, I don't hear it. Wait. It's turned off. Oh, wait a minute. This isn't plugged in. Oopsies. All right, let me plug this in. Hold on. Okay, so Okay, I don't. It's playing, but as I suspected. Let me hold on. I gotta fix the OBS so I could play desktop sound. Hold. Give me a second here. Not used it in a while. Audio out. Audio. It is disabled. Let's see here. Desktop. Put it where it's supposed to be. Here we go. There we go. And it should play now. It should work. Save my settings. Okay, let's play that all over again.
You are the walking, talking epitome of the very tyrant that our forefathers recognized would gravitate towards government service. And it is because of people like you that they drafted the First Amendment. I thank them for their foresight. I thank them for recognizing that you and people like you would do everything in your power to control speech, to control freedom, to take away our rights. And they've written a document that isn't going to allow you to do that. Unfortunately, we still have courts and judges who recognize that you don't have the power that you are attempting to take. That you do not have the right to limit our freedom of speech, our freedom of association, our right to communicate. Thank God we have the First Amendment so that we can stop you from doing what you've been doing. With that, I yield back. You are the
one. Okay, so, I mean, I can't add anything else to that. That's pretty much right on cue. I absolutely agree. Absolutely agree. Now let's move on. I'm just going to leave the headphones on in case I got to play any more sound. Let's see. National poll has Trump beaten Biden for the first time. Here's how. Okay, I'm not going to go through that stuff here. Strange, highly contagious respiratory illness, hidden dogs. Uh-ohs. This one I'm doing because I have two dogs and I have to see what's going on here. It's funny because, see, how long ago was it? Last week sometime. I don't remember exactly when, but Chip, he was, I can't describe his behavior. He just was just out of it. He kept licking the blanket, the sheets. I felt his tongue. It was hot. He was throwing up left and right. I was nervous, man. I prayed for him to heal him because it was bad. It didn't affect Maggie, but it definitely, whatever it was, it hit Chip. But nonetheless, let me read this to see what's going on here with this strange, highly contagious respiratory illness. American dogs are being encouraged to socially distance from other dogs to avoid contracting an unusual respiratory illness that doesn't respond to antibiotics. Uh-oh. Well, it's a good thing when I go to a dog park, I go in the wee early morning where there's usually just Chip and Maggie and myself. That's it. I'm going to continue to do that. The illness is being investigated by veterinary laboratories in several states, the Associated Press reports. Meanwhile, pet owners should take basic precautions to keep their fur babies healthy. The illness has caused lasting respiratory disease and insomnia and does not respond to antibiotics, according to the AP. Wow, I don't like this at all. I see there's someone here. Her name is, what's her name? Marita Davis on X. She's saying, talking about a new warning for pet owners, and then there's showing a dog in the hospital or in the veterinarian. Yeah.
deadliest virus to your dog is spreading rapidly all across the U.S. and there's no cure. People were terrified after it was reported by Today News, Newsweek, and NBC that a mysterious fatal respiratory disease has spread among dogs and is quickly becoming one of the most deadly. This disease is known to be extremely contagious, saying it started in Oregon and has spread widely through the U.S., with some reports saying infected dogs have died in just a couple of days developing a small cold.
Okay, wait, I gotta rewind because it just showed the symptoms here. It didn't say the symptoms. Okay, so the symptom, it's similar to kennel cough. So your dog will be coughing, sneezing, nasal, and or eye discharge. So Chip was having something going on. I don't know if it was that, but let's continue playing this.
Widely through the U.S., with some reports saying infected dogs have died in just a couple of days after developing a small cold. And it was reported that over six dogs in shelters have passed away after being exposed. The Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab claims if your dog starts having as much as a cough, that may be the start of something fatal, as there is currently no name or cure for what this is. Experts say it is a respiratory disease, and if your dog breaks out in a fever or becomes low energy, it may be time to get emergency help. It is believed to present itself as a kennel cough, but experts say it is not. There is currently another study that is showing that dogs who have passed may have done so due to other underlying conditions, so that is a possibility. But keep your eyes on the news and keep your furry friend out of dog parks.
So, there you go. If you are, if you own a dog, you can heed the warning or call. Which what I'm going to do, I'm going to call my vet and, you know, get answers saying, I understand it's, there's a contagious respiratory illness going around. What can I do to protect my dogs? And move from there. And if you guys find out anything, let me know in the comments below. Let's see what else. Trump ridicules stupid Biden, suggests befuddled president pumped up on meds. I don't think I need to read anymore. I mean, go into that. I mean, obviously, he's hopped up on something. MAGA did not do this. MTG joins GOP chorus calling for J6 probe after release of tapes. What's this all about? Seems like nothing new in the news. Rehashing the same thing over, over and over. By the way, if you're cooking on Thanksgiving, you might want to tune in to my Random Thoughts shorts on Wednesday, specifically the 6 p.m. Short. It gives really nice recipes. So if you are going to be cooking, I would tune in. It really gives some great tips. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene has joined the GOP lawmakers who are calling for a probe into the now defunct JS House Select Committee over newly released surveillance video that paints a far different picture than what has been presented. So yeah, I don't need to read any more about that. We know that they lie. They lie like a rug. Act of cowardice. New York Police Department officer who watched brutal subway beatdown of boss restricted to desk. That's bad. That is bad. I mean, no matter how much it's just the Christian in me. No matter how much I dislike my boss, especially if I'm a police officer and my boss is a police officer, I'm not gonna do this. That's just evil. That's evil stuff, dude. It really is. The following media includes potentially sensitive content. Let's view it. Oh my goodness. All right, let me put this on the screen. Let's put this on the screen. That's bad, dude. How could you do that? Okay. There it is, right there. How could you do such a thing? I don't care how much, I mean, just curious, leave a comment below. If you, I hate or dislike your boss, let's say that you both are your police officer and your boss is a police officer, obviously. Would you allow a beatdown, look at him, like this to occur? Just, I'd like to know how many sadistic people are watching here. Okay, I probably can't play this on YouTube. I better take this down. Or at least not this, let's just put the sound. Wow. All right, so let's read. A New York Police Department officer with nearly 20 years on the job is now sitting without his gun behind a desk after he was caught on camera watching his boss take a brutal beating on a subway car in the Bronx. I think they misspelled. They put Bronx, but I think they mean the Bronx. On November 11th, police officer Manuel Morales, Senor Morales, that you broke, but you bought a car, okay, watched from the platform as two men savagely attacked Lieutenant Gypsy, I can't pronounce this name here. Why did he do it? I mean, let's read more. Let's see if he has anything to say for himself. A reported knife fight at around 9 p.m. brought the officers to the scene after... Maggie, what are you eating over there? Maggie, spit it out. Stop eating things! She just eats plastic or anything she could get her mouth on. She's still a puppy. She's so unruly. Let's see here. When it was all said and done, the lieutenant was slashed with a box cutter over and under his eye and had to be rushed to the hospital. He did sustain some serious injuries to his face, including just about 8 stitches to his face. He'll be fine, Chief Michael Kemper said. And the two individuals that were arrested for that, hopefully their strong consensus on them. I mean, strong consequences on them. I said consensus, what's wrong with me? So there's a pic, let's see, there's a picture of, let's just put this back up real quick. Put this back up. There he is, one of them.
An NYPD lieutenant becomes a victim while doing his job. Video of...
Okay, they're showing that again. I don't think I could show this. Take this down. Let's take this down. Let's take this down, down, down. Let's just play it.
Aimed by Pix 11 News shows a group of men fighting on board a one train at the 238th Street station in the Bronx Saturday night. Lieutenant Gypsy Pichardo tries to break it up, but the group turns on him. At one point, you can see the lieutenant outnumbered. When it's all said and done, the lieutenant was slashed with a box cutter over and under his eye.
Okay, I just read that. Let's get back to Senor Morales. Morales, who made $144,986 in 2022, was suspended 2 days later, records show. According to a New York Police Department spokesperson, the officer is currently modified pending an ongoing internal affairs investigation. He needs to be fired. I'm sorry. He's got to be fired for this. And he's caught on camera, so he can't lie. He's caught on camera. Fire him. Fire him immediately is all I got to say. Because that's just, what a cowardly act to do something like that. You're a coward, sir. You are a freaking coward. Let's see what else we got here. Female boxer bows out after being told 1 hour before bout her opponent was transgender. I applaud you, ma'am. I applaud you. I wouldn't do it either. Why are you going to go fight a man and get your face bashed in looking like that lieutenant from New York? I applaud you for that. I'm not going to even read the story because I'm disgusted already. I'm not going to read the story. Let's see here. We've never done this before. Video about Stanley Tumblers surviving in a car fire prompts company to act. Okay, shift. Maggie, what do you want, girl? She is so annoying. She's not like Chip at all. Chip could just chill while I do my show, but not Maggie. Governor Newsom falsely claims Tennessee town banned being gay in public. Seinfeld's Jason Alexander lends voice on behalf of 9-year-old Israeli hostage held by Hamas. Trump says he'll pursue trade deal with Taliban for control of Bagram airfield if reelected. Okay, what's this one? I'm shocked. Massachusetts High School drops USA Day from Spirit Week because it's too politicized. Okay. But your agendas aren't politicized? Okay, yeah. Obviously it's rhetorical, I know the answer. Renewed calls for a tiki-taki ban. Tiki-taki ban for pushing terrorist propaganda on American kids. I don't use TikTok and I'm not planning on ever using it. A friend of mine had told me to try it out. This is before I knew about how bad it was. I did try it. I just didn't like it. I don't like the format. It's just stupid. I don't like it. If you use TikTok, I'm curious. Let me know in the comments why you use it and why you like it. Even though, you know, the things that they're doing on there as far as subjecting teenagers to material that could cause permanent damage and obviously privacy issues on there too. Maggie, lie down, leave him alone. He's just chilling. Let's see, Biden campaign squares up with MAGA extremist Nikki Haley over abortion. Kensinger shoulder checking allegations against McCarthy following incident with Burchett. You know what? I'm getting tired. So let's get into some crime stuff. Let's see. What is it? Crime online or online crime? I always forget. I think it's crime online. Crimeonline.com. Yep, I got it. Crimeonline.com. What do we have here? This is not stuff I should be doing on Thanksgiving week, but hey, if you want my light, then meaningful content, plenty of it, 5 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Saturday, check out my shorts. I even made its own playlist. If you just go to the playlist for Random Thoughts Shorts, you can watch all of them and broaden your mind. Got some good stuff coming up. Two dead after argument leads gunfire at Oklahoma family gathering. Maggie, you could never leave him alone. Then when he bites you, you're like, okay, no, Chip, I don't want you to come to me. Okay. So, is that, what else you got here? Missing Florida mom's body found in storage unit belonging to her estranged husband. I'm just going to do headline. I don't want to get into these things right now. Just to let you know the sickness that we live in this world. Memphis man found dead from offing himself, or they use the S word, after murdering three women and a 13-year-old girl. You, sir, are gonna burn in hell. Whoa, okay, I have to do this one. He don't even look like him. Hulk Hogan's son arrested for driving drunk in Florida. All right, let's do this one. Let me put the picture up. Tell me if you think, does he look like Hulk? Maybe he does. Leave a comment if you think that he looks like Hulk Hogan to you. Does he look like him to you? I don't know. I haven't seen Hogan in a while, but it doesn't look like Hulk Hogan to me. But anyway, let's see. Let me know in the comments if you think that he looks like Hogan, Hulk Hogan. The son of wrestling legend Hulk Hogan was arrested in Florida for driving drunk early Saturday morning. Clearwater police were already conducting a traffic stop at about 1:15 a.m. when they spotted a Dodge Ram approaching, WFLA reported. An officer tried to signal the driver to slow down and move over away from the traffic stop, but he did neither. Another officer clocked the Ram at 51 in what was a 40, and police stopped the vehicle and a short chase, and officers said the driver, identified as, what is it, Chip? Nick Hogan, whose real name is Nicholas Bolia. Wait, so, oh, isn't, some, wait, I don't understand. So, is he Hulk Hogan's son or not? Oh, maybe Hogan's last name is not really Hogan. I don't know. What is Hogan's real name? Terry something. I don't know. Anyway, if you know Hulk Hogan's real name, leave it in the comment for me. Was swaying and unsteady with bloodshot glassy eyes. Right, so there you go. Of course, my animals are acting the fool now, because Maggie always wants to play, and she always starts it. Okay, let's see what else we got. Missouri cold case solved after incriminating statements caught on camera. Let's see. Missouri authorities are revealing what they saw, what they say was the key evidence that helped them solve a decades-old cold case. Good. Arizona father of two shot in the head while preaching on the street. Horrible. This is horrible. Let me just show a picture here. People are horrible, man. We live in such bad times. There you go. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're living in horrible times. You know what I haven't been doing? I haven't been making music. In fact, I'm supposed to, I can't remember his name now, but we did a collab last year and he sent me some music, but I've not been making my own music, never mind making a collab, so kind of been not really focusing on that. But this last story I'm going to read here. A husband and father of two young children is fighting for his life after he was shot in the head while preaching on the street corner in Phoenix, Arizona. Hopefully he don't die. I'll have to pray for him. Around 6 p.m. Wednesday, Hans... Stop it, animals! Oh, I can't even finish a story without them. Maggie, leave him alone! Get out, get out! Move, girl. So hard-headed, she don't listen. Where was I? He was promoting a local church. Speaking of which, I am working on, I don't know if you, I have not been advertising it, but I have another YouTube channel, Brother Blyden, and it's my Christian channel, where I just focus on Christianity, and so I'm creating shorts over there, but it's taking longer than I, I'm using Premiere, and I want to put subtitles, which I'm probably going to do subtitles here too, because I want that channel to get bigger. It's my service, you know, help bring in, like, my pastor Joe. He wants, you know, our motto of our church, Second Baptist Church, is, let's see if I can remember the motto. I'm paraphrasing. Praise God, love people, and get people, you know, get more Christ followers to follow Christ. So that's pretty much what I'm trying to accomplish with my Brother Blyden channel. So if you want, just put Brother Blyden, you'll find it. I only got like 3 subscribers right now, but I haven't been doing much content, but I'll start doing my content over there, shorts, just like I am over here. Come on, animals, stop. So around 6 p.m. Wednesday, he was promoting the local church service when he was shot by an unknown assailant at the corner of 51st and Peoria Avenues in Glendale, Phoenix suburb. The 26-year-old was preaching using a megaphone at the time, something he had done before repeatedly. And now he's now in critical condition at an area hospital. The most recent report of his status says stop it, animals! He had fluid was drained from his brain after he had a seizure. So, yeah, it's horrible to hear. I hate to end on a bad note like that, but I can't do any more. These animals are driving me nuts. So anyway, don't forget to visit politicalbombshow.com. If you are a Christian and so inclined to check out my other channel, just type in Brother Blyden. You'll find it. And I will see you in the next one. I don't know when. See, my kid. Maggie just moved. Maggie's annoying. She just moved my green screen. Okay, I gotta go because these animals. Here we come.